بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى: إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: بادروا بالأعمال فتنا فستكون فتن كقطع الليل المظلم، يصبح الرجل مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا، ويمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا، يبيع دينه بعرض من الدنيا. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام في سيد درو شريف: اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أما بعد، علماء الكرام، my respected elders and dear brothers, there is no doubt in anybody's mind that we are living in an age which has been predicted by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an age as we go closer and closer to Akhiruz Zaman and we go closer to Qiyamah, that it is an age that will be full of confusion, it will be full of calamities, it will be full of difficulties, problems of different types. And we are heading towards an age of what is called fitna. There is no doubt that as we go closer to Qiyamah and further away from the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every day the sun rises with more and more fitnas. In the words of Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nouri rahmatullah alayhi, Maulana Yusuf bin Nouri rahmatullah alayhi was one of the great ulama and scholars who founded the famous Newtown Madrasa in Karachi. Hazrat Maulana bin Nouri rahmatullah alayhi, in his age and zamana, which we are talking about at least 30-40 years ago, Hazrat Maulana bin Nouri rahmatullah alayhi mentioned at that time that every day the sun is rising with many fitnas like that were never witnessed before. This is what Maulana mentioned so many years ago. So we can imagine now the time that we are living in. Indeed, it is a time of great confusion in the ummah. Such is the confusion that, leave alone the ordinary Muslim, even the learned people, they are finding great difficulty in fathoming what is happening, what is going on. There is a great degree of confusion. We cannot make a distinction now between many, many issues because it is so clouded, it is so covered in with so many, from so many angles, that it's great, very difficult to actually get to the bottom of something. And this is exactly what fitna is. This is that very prediction that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about. I recall this year in Ramadan, we were fortunate to have the great scholar and jurist of our time, Hazrat Allama Shaykhul Islam Mufti Muhammad Taqi Sahab, Damat Barakatuhum, Mufti Taqi Sahab, the famous alim and scholar, the son of Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. Mufti Shafi Sahab, as we know, founder of Darul Uloom Karachi, great alim and scholar, the author of Ma'riful Quran. He came to Azadville many years ago, and it is the barakat of these great personalities that came here that today this community is still reaping the benefits of that. So the Mufti Shafi Sahab's son is Mufti Taqi Sahab. Mufti Taqi Sahab was in our country during the month of Ramadan, and I met him after one Jumu'ah that he performed in Durban. And we were just, I was explaining to him the current situation in the world, the various movements and all kinds of claims and what have you. I'm not going into all details. There's no need to go into all those details. The brothers that are sitting here know better than us on many of those things. But talking about this thing, the situation in the world and in general, I mentioned some of the things to Hazrat Mufti Sahab after Jumu'ah Salat. And Mufti Sahab said, this is that very fitna that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam predicted. And he quoted this very hadith which I recited. Which is that hadith, the hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Badiru bil amali fitan fasatakunu fitanun kaqita illayl al muslim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam predicted that there will be fitnas that will come. And they will be like dark clouds. Mufti sahab explained after that briefly. This was in the parking lot of the masjid, but briefly explained that the dark clouds, they are such that a person cannot find his way in a dark cloud. You are confused. You don't know which way you're going. You don't know whether you're going to the right, to the left, west, east, north, south, which direction you are flying. You have no idea which direction you're walking. You have no idea. So this is that time that we are living in. And this is the times when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught his ummah the way out of the difficulties and problems in this time. We see, my respected brothers, these things are being mentioned not for us to become despondent and to lose heart and to lose hope and to feel that all is over and lost and there's no way forward. No, in our deen, there is no room for despair. There's no room for despondency. There's no room for negativity. At all times, we must be positive. How positive we must be? What is the extent of being positive? Our extent of being positive is so much that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself explained to his ummah what is the degree of positiveness they must have. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if any one of you finds out somehow that knowledge is only with Allah when Qiyamah is going to come. There are five things, the knowledge of which is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. That knowledge, the five مَفَاتِيهُ الْغَيْبِ, they are called, the keys of the unseen. That knowledge is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning that hypothetically, if anyone comes to know that tomorrow is Qiyamah, or within a few hours is Qiyamah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to explain that even in that situation, you must plant your seed for your tree to grow. You mustn't stop your work. Don't stop now and say, well, Qiyamah is tomorrow, what is the point planting the seed? That tree will never grow. So what is the point of making the effort of planting the seed? No. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that even in a situation like that, we must have a positive outlook. We must have a positive mindset. And we must do the positive things. We must do what is good. We must do what is right. We are not responsible for the outcome. What happens after that, that is not our responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a way and a course of action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a blueprint, a plan of action, what we should be doing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to us, we must do what we are supposed to do. What happens after that, we are not responsible. But if we don't do what we are supposed to do, then we will be questioned and we will be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, my dear friends, these things have been mentioned not for us to become despondent or to despair, but we should intensify with our good work, and we should intensify in all those beautiful teachings that Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given to us. For example, at times like this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us many, many du'as in which he taught us to seek protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from various forms of harm. The whole compilation of du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on mu'awwazat. Mu'awwazat means seeking protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from various calamities and problems. In that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has covered everything. There isn't anything that he has left out. He has covered all the things relating to the world around us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought Allah ta'ala's protection from disasters, calamities, catastrophes, of different types in the form of hurricanes, earthquakes, volcanoes, all these things. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all these things. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of people, mankind, to such an extent that he even taught us that you should seek Allah ta'ala's protection from a wife who will be a source of misery for you. You should seek Allah ta'ala's protection from children who can be a source of headache and misery for you. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min imra'atin tushayyibuni qabla al-mashib. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min imra'atin tushayyibuni qabla al-mashib wa a'udhu bika min waladin yakunu alayya wabal. So these things have been taught to us. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught these one things to us. We have been taught. So there is nothing that has been left uncovered. Everything is completely covered. Our deen is a complete, comprehensive deen. If we don't make amal, or we don't make the effort to learn these aspects of our deen, we are the losers. But it is there. It is in our deen. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us all of these things. There is no need for a Muslim to become fearful, or to become despondent, or to despair. We have been taught all of these things. So as I was saying, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to seek protection even from the evil of people around us, in our community, in our society, in the world around us. Various types of bad company, for example. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Allah ta'ala's protection. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sahibi su. Min sahibi su. I seek your protection from an evil companion. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Allah's protection from an evil friend. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min khalilin makirin aynahu tarayani wa qalbu yara'ani in ra'a hasanatan dafanaha wa in ra'a sayyatan aza'aha. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam even asked Allah ta'ala's protection from a hypocritical friend who comes to you in the form of a friend, but actually he has got malice, hatred, jealousy, etc. in his heart for you, and he is seeking your downfall and is not seeking your progress. So these are things that have been taught to us by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Going back to the dua earlier on, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Oh Allah, I seek your protection from a wife who will make me go gray. A'udhu bika min imra'atin tushayyibuni qabla al-mashib, who will make me old before my time, who will make me grow gray before my time." Now if you see some young person with gray hair, don't make a conclusion that he's got a lot of problems at home, bichara. So that's why his hair is all gone grey and white. That's not in all the cases. Some cases it is because of whatever other reason, some other worries, or because of a cold or something like that. But the essence of the matter is, we have been taught these things. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the various forms of protection from all these different challenges and calamities and problems and difficulties. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, for example, to seek protection from the evil, leave alone of everybody else, shaitan and all of that. He has taught us to seek protection from the evil of our own selves. We say in the khutbahs also, وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنفُسِنَا وَمِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا. O Allah, we seek your protection from the evil of our own selves. Today we have become our biggest enemies. We ourselves are our enemies. Because we have adopted such character, such conduct, such akhlaq, such habits, such ways, that we have become our own enemy as a result of that. So we find Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all those internal problems, our internal problems, problems of ourselves, or what we can call my problems, problems of myself. He sought protection from that. For example, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-qaswati wal-ghaflati, seeking Allah Ta'ala's protection from hard-heartedness and from ghaflat, heedlessness, negligence. A person is just leading a life with no direction, no aim. He has got no timetable, he's got no mashwara in his life, he has got no ma'mulat in his life, he has got no tarteeb in his life, he has got no usool in his life. Is just leading a careless existence. One day he decides to do something, next day he does something else, the following day he does something else. He is like an aimless animal that is wandering aimlessly in a jungle. He doesn't know where he's going or what he's doing. There's no plan of action, there's no goals, there's no objectives, nothing in front of him. So this is that ghaflat, which in the words of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Ali, he used to say that ghaflat is that hen that lays all the rotten eggs. All the rotten eggs of ma'asiyat, guna, disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sinning, and all the various other sins and bad deeds and bad actions and bad habits, these are laid by the hen of ghaflat. So Allah ta'ala save us from this ghaflat. So these are many, many things that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from a sudden death. That is something also that we should seek Allah's protection. Allahumma inni a'udhubika min mawtil fuj'a. A sudden death. What happens when a sudden death is inevitable? We all have to die. But if a person died, you know, a sudden death, then there was no time to make tawbah. There was no time to make wasiyat. There was no time to fulfill the hukukullah that are on him. All his qaza salah, qaza fast, unfulfilled zakat, unfulfilled kafaras, unfulfilled qurbanis. If he didn't do hajj, the hajj that was unfulfilled vows, etc. These, he was not going to be able to address all of these things. He may have many unfulfilled hukukul ibad, the rights of people. So he died suddenly. He didn't have time even to clear his own matters and sort out his things to such an extent, my dear friends. One family passed away. Allah protect us. They passed away in a certain accident. And when the whole family passed away, father, mother, children, so when they went to, the relatives went to the house to clear up everything, and they opened the cupboard, they found that there were stacks and stacks of haram movies and DVDs in the cupboard. Now Allah save us, Allah Ta'ala protect us, that before maut comes, we can clear out all that kachra and all the filth and all these things from our lives, and we can make peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are involved, it's still not late to make tawbah. This is a time, my dear friends, I round up now the bayan very quickly, that this is a time for the ummah to do the following few things. These are the advisors of Hazrat Muhammad bin Nuri and many, many other great ulama. In the times of fitna, we should not become despondent, but in fact we should intensify in the following few things. Number one, we should intensify in tawbah and istighfar. There must be a lot of tawbah and istighfar in our day-to-day life. After every salah, in between the salahs, at night before we go to bed, we should try not to go to bed without at least reading one tasbih of istighfar, or even 10 times istighfar, so that even if we have to pass away in our sleep, at least the last act that we did before we left this world is we sought protection, forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then together with that, all these du'as that have been taught to us, we should make a ma'mool and practice of du'a. Whether we read it from a kitab with understanding the meaning, or we just make the du'a like that. This is a time to intensify in a lot of du'a. Then this is also a time, my dear friends, that we should give out a lot of sadaqah. Because this is a time of calamities. And the best form of protection from calamities is sadaqah and charity. And this is not zakat. Today I say with a great sadness in my heart, my dear brothers, that the ummah is becoming very less givers of anything other than zakat. We feel that bas, we've only got to give zakat. After that, all our zimmedari and obligation is off. Inna fil mali la haqqan siwa zakat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says there is a responsibility in your wealth other than zakat. Zakat is there. Whether you like it or not, it has to be given. Charity is other than zakat. What you give willingly from your side. If we're giving 2.5% zakat, then the minimum we should give of our other wealth is 5%. Because nafil ibadah is always more than farz ibadah. The nafil ibadah compensates for the deficiencies and the shortcomings in the farz ibadah. So intensify in our khairat and charity. My dear brothers, we have got ample avenues of charity on our doorsteps. Look at all the poor people around us. Look at all the beggars. If every masjid forms a small committee and say, this committee will address the poverty in the areas around us, we will start off soup kitchens, feeding schemes and so on. And the community contributes and these few zimmedar brothers take the responsibility. There will be tremendous amount of goodness that will come out of it. I mentioned this last year, or 2 years ago, in Greenside at Jummah. Allah Ta'ala's Fazl, the brothers took inspiration. They invited me last year to come and see the work. And subhanallah, from where to where to where they've grown now. So if one community could have done that, then every community can follow in that example. And in that way, we will be warding off many afat, baliyat, calamities from us and our communities. Allah Ta'ala protect us all. And yes, we must make a lot of istikhara. Don't do things in haste. Make a lot of istikhara before we undertake any major decision, and make mashwara. Whoever we got trust in, make mashwara. Don't take any steps without making mashwara and without making istikhara. Insha'Allah, if we hold on to istighfar and tawbah, dua, sadaqah, istikhara, and mashwara, if we hold on to these things, insha'Allah, no matter how difficult the times and conditions become around us in the world, Allah Ta'ala will keep us in a protected cocoon. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.